WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. An arrest has been made in what Bryan police describe was a murder early yesterday morning. BPD has not released why they believe 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III shot 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr in the City Trends parking lot of Texas near Post Office Street. Curry was arrested without incident in College Station yesterday afternoon. A motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with serious injuries from a crash in North Bryan before sunrise yesterday morning. Witnesses told Bryan police a car made a left turn in front of the motorcycle on Harvey Mitchell Parkway at an entrance to Bryan Industrial Park. According to the arrest report, the driver of the car drove on to work a short distance away, but 72-year-old Pedro Ramirez of Bryan was escorted back to the site of the crash. Then he was arrested for failing to stop and render aid at an accident causing serious bodily injury and for failing to yield the right of way. Governor Abbott was among state officials who updated recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey yesterday. The governor was joined by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who says city, county, and state leaders are connecting with the system's chief financial officer and the Agriculture Extension Agency.
We get from those folks somewhere between 30 and 50 problems, requests for assistance, and things like that a day. It takes 5 days to get through all of them, but they keep coming every single day.
Sharp also says tens of millions of dollars are being saved by using the system's Agriculture Extension Agency instead of outside consultants. Tomorrow is your chance to adopt a Hurricane Harvey pet for free. Aggieland Humane Society's Leah White says they're partnering with Sterling Subaru for a free adoption event to help displaced pets from the Houston area find a new home.
Early last week, we moved some of our adoptable dogs out of the state to make some space for some of the adoptables that were coming out of the Houston area. Mm.
White on our show says through the help of the Aggie Network, they sent their dogs to a shelter in Nebraska to make room for the Houston animals. It is recommended to fill out an application before Saturday's event, which starts at 10 a.m. You can find a form and see pictures of the available pets online at aggielandhumane.org. Since 1990, Fiestas Patrias has raised money while sharing and celebrating their Mexican culture.
In the past 27 years, we raised more than $350,000 to give out to the local, our local community.
Roy Lopez says they're expecting 20 to 25,000 people at their annual parade and festival this Sunday.
We have food booths, we have craft booths, we have a big stage, a lot of live entertainment. We have mariachis, ballet, we have all kinds of bands that are out there that come and play, and it's all free.
Lopez says the parade, which travels from Sandy Point to downtown Bryan, starts at noon, and the festival lasts until 10 p.m. Go online to fiestaspatrias.org for more information. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Bryan Broadcasting invites you to attend the Save Our Streets Ministry's 16th Annual Banquet, Do Something, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Right at 6:10. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Your high temperature low 90s this afternoon. Tonight mainly clear and down between 70 and 75. Looks nice to start the weekend. Lots of sun on Saturday. Temperatures once again a bit over 90. low to mid 70s and fair Saturday night. But on Sunday, there could be a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, continued mostly to partly sunny, low 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your high school football report. Meanwhile, the Astros reduced their magic number to 3 with a win over the Angels, while the Rangers fell to the Mariners to lose their series. And quarterback Deshaun Watson ran for a 49-yard touchdown to help the Texans to a win at Cincinnati. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So did Cleveland win? Do we know? Did Cleveland win?
Did they? It's Thursday. They didn't play last night, did they?
Yeah, I thought they did. I thought they played Kansas City yesterday to break the record.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Let's see here. They play
Cleveland. Oh, God. I thought you were not the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
no.
Cleveland won.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, the Indians.
I was so confused.
I thought you were talking about the Browns also.
No,
yeah. Yes. The Indians.
We know they're going to lose.
Right.
That's
why I was wondering why you're asking.
So
the Indians did win and they broke the record.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So you got that going on.
Yep.
And boy, what an explosive pro football game that was last night. Man, when you can get two teams together to score 22 points between them, man, that's edge of your seat stuff, isn't it?
And, you know it.
Never mind. Was it even on TV? I mean, I don't know. I don't know where Thursday night football even is.
I think so.
Yeah, it was on the NFL Network.
Oh. Well, a lot of people don't have that.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I do. That was the only reason I knew.
Oh,
but it was, Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth were on the call.
People clamoring to see those two.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
All right. So authorities say a Southern California man jailed on suspicion of check fraud and identity theft is suspected of, using a counterfeit cashier's check to post bail. 42-year-old arrested initially in June. After Thousand Oaks police say that he gave 3 counterfeit checks totaling about $12,000 to a car dealership for a down payment on SUV. Well, the arrest came after a 4-month investigation during which the detectives discovered that he allegedly had passed counterfeit checks to several businesses. In fact, he had a whole dang stack of them. So it would appear that he was released after posting bail. Well, some Einstein didn't think about the idea that he was using counterfeit checks. That's why he was arrested.
So maybe we should check the check that he's using to get
Instead,
out.
Instead, he did use another counterfeit check. So they rearrested him. So that makes it all better, I guess. Now he has an attorney, too. But
good luck with that one, buddy.
Well, yeah. And I'm just saying, you know, I guess if that's what you do, then that's what you do. And then there's the story of Irwin Snidzit. That's his name, Snidzit.
Snidzit.
Yep. Does
sounds
not
like a,
trust your traditional universities.
Sounds like a Roald Dahl character.
It does. When I got a story on him today, too, as a matter of fact.
Roald Dahl?
Yeah, I do. Him. Yeah, about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Anyway, so this guy from Toronto, he's when the Toronto business management consultant found a college that was offering a master's degree that required no studying, no exams, no academic work. For just $8,100, he thought, well, hey, you know, this is a school that is using some sort of an unconventional approach for education. I think that would be fine. He said, I don't necessarily like the idea of paying $30,000 for a master's degree when I feel like I already have knowledge, so I'll just go ahead and pay the $8,100. And so, thus, he got a degree from Kings Lake University.
All right.
Go Spartans or whoever
they
would be. Which was founded... which he found by searching the internet, and based on his previous life experience and professional accomplishments, just paying them $8,100 got him a master's degree. Did I mention Kings Lake University is based in Pakistan?
Oh, okay.
I know it's shocking, but he found out after paying his $8,100 and getting his degree from Kings Lake University that it didn't actually exist. It was a fake university.
Imagine that.
How did he not know? Once again, you know, you didn't have to study, no exams, no academic work at all, just $8,100. Thank you.
Info.
Mation.
He said he never suspected a degree that was based on life experience would not really be
a real degree.
Yeah, accepted by anybody. Well, seeing a picture of him, he's at least over 25 years old, so he's probably got some sort of a job. Oh, wait, no, he lives in Canada. Maybe he's supported by the government.
Who knows? He's got some life experience now.
Yes, he does.
What I love. What blizzard do I love? What I love. Cookies and candy and cake. Chocolate and caramel and fruit. Whatever flavors you love, you'll love them even more. Mixed into your favorite DQ Blizzard treat. For the Blizzard you love, there's only one place in Texas to stop. DQ, that's what I love about Texas.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 616. I know that we're just barely into the show, and already it kind of has the feel of, is this The Onion or is this a real radio show? I mean, because if you've got a guy who is, well, been charged with counterfeit checks, and then he writes post bond with
A counterfeit check.
That sounds a little odd.
Right.
A guy who goes ahead and gets a degree that involves no studying or anything like that.
Right.
And then you find out it's from Pakistan. That sounds a little odd. Let's see what else we could possibly put into the trifecta that
would
make this sound like it's not even a real news day. How about if you took a guy who decided to spend $600,000 on a World War II tank?
Okay.
To, quote, blow things up and run over things.
Well, why else would you buy one?
Right?
Sure,
yeah.
Exactly. What if you made him, I don't know, the regent of a large university in Central Texas?
Please tell me that the Baylor region bought a tank.
No, I'm sorry. Tony Busby.
Busby. He was my next guest.
Okay, has spent $600,000 to purchase a World War II tank.
Well, you know, after a few cocktails, I like to online shop too, Scott.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about this more later, but I don't know. Do you think somewhere there's a governor in Austin who's shaking his head going, can we get him off the board now?
Yeah.
Would that be possible?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Tony Busby's still in the news for all the wrong reasons, and we'll talk about that. And apparently the Fox station in Houston did a story with him. So he could run over things.
So he can, okay.
All right, yeah. Now, let's see,
like
I don't know.
What things, Tony?
I wonder if he's going to be here for the ball game Saturday.
Yeah. You know,
could bring the tank.
He could drive up. I mean,
at A&M,
it wouldn't be like the oddest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, no. And they'd probably love it in the quad.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it over to the quad. Let us sit right there.
Well, yeah. You know, that's one thing. If
play
he was,
target practice.
If he was getting it to, like, you know, donate it to the Museum of the GI over there or whatever.
No, he wants it. It's a toy. Yeah.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Well, and you can't, but, you know, you've already got a boat and a couple extra houses.
Well, he's got,
what's next?
He has the biggest house in Houston.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's next? A tank.
Right. Well, hey, you know, good for him.
We'll put it right next to the trampoline back there.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So here we
go. The grandkids play on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's Friday. It's September the 15th. It's Hug Your Boss Day, but you probably
again.
Oughta, yeah, did we have?
I
one?
I feel like we yeah. just had this.
Well, there could be. You know, they do that.
Okay.
Hug Your Boss Day was created by Tip Top Job in 2008, so hasn't been long. The intent is to improve workplace relationships.
Yeah, that really. Might just make things awkward,
create
relationships that shouldn't be
right,
there.
Exactly. How to celebrate Hug Your Boss Day? Well, that's pretty stupid. I mean, I guess
it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you could ask permission.
Okay.
I would just say to Ben, stay away from Louie. it's Tradesman Day. It's National Online Learning Day. Yeah, guy up there in Canada.
Some online learning.
Sure. Once again, this has got to be a U.S. American holiday and maybe no place else. National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need just no regular cheeseburger.
No single.
No.
Double.
National Cream de Mint Day.
Oh, okay.
A little bit goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
It's Linguini Day. And it's National Cheese Toast Day.
Cheese toast.
Care about this.
All right.
So, there you go. All right. Birthdays.
We got Heidi Montag. She's 31. Yeah. Used to be on The OC, I believe, and had that Spencer Pratt guy.
Yeah, she's married to Spencer Pratt. Yeah,
yeah,
the
that
Hills.
Guy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Prince Harry. He's 33.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Pretty cool. Tom Hardy is 40.
Sure.
He's of course been in a lot of things recently. Dark Knight Rises and
very
Mad Max and stuff. Yeah. Speaking of Roald Dahl earlier, Sophie Dahl is 40.
Yep.
She's the granddaughter.
Okay.
And used to date Mick Jagger.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
Second Roald Dahl reference.
I know.
20 minutes
I know, right?
Yeah. Right.
Very
yeah.
odd. Very odd.
Dina Lohan is 55. That's Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Sure.
Dan Marino, of course, for my Isotoner gloves.
Dan.
He did play some football.
A little
also.
Bit. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, a little
yeah
bit
that
football.
Guy.
Yeah,
what
he did, what are you on the diet thing? What's the Nutrisystem?
Nutrisystem,
oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. And of course, his most important role, Ace Ventura Pet Detective, where he
yes.
played himself.
Yeah, he's being remembered for all the wrong reasons.
He's 56.
Right.
Oliver Stone is 71.
Uh-huh.
Director guy. Tommy Lee Jones, also 71.
Al Gore's roommate.
That's right.
Yep.
And Gaylord Perry, Baseball Hall of Famer, is 79.
Wow, very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's my birthday today, too.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. I always have birthdays with those same people every year. I don't understand. That and USA Today's birthday is today, too.
Oh, okay. Right.
On Saturday, it's Play-Doh Day.
All
that
right.
stuff smells great.
It does.
It just smells great. Oh, look at here. National Guacamole Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm.
But we're on like an avocado shortage.
Yep.
And
well, and the reason, maybe, I don't know, maybe not, it is in fact Mexican Independence Day today.
Oh, see, gotcha.
A lot of people think it's Cinco de Mayo, and it's not.
No.
This is actually the anniversary of the Mexican Revolution. So
go have a margarita.
That's it. Or eat guacamole or whatever.
Yeah.
Working parents today. Most of us are glad our parents worked
yeah.
so that we could have stuff.
Definitely.
Collect rocks day. I guess that would work.
Okay.
Gymnastics day. Okay.
There we go.
Eat an apple day.
I'm going to do that later.
Okay. Of course, it's more fun to celebrate National Double Cheeseburger Day today, but anyway, tomorrow's
But eat an apple and feel better about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And World Ozone Day as well.
All right. Mm.
Oh, and by the way, this is also the anniversary of the first time that we saw the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote
oh.
in a cartoon.
Okay.
Ended up working pretty well. All right, birthdays.
Nick Jonas is 25.
Of the Jonas
Brothers. Alexis Bledel is 36.
Rory!
Mm-hmm. This is like a day for Chelsea.
I know. She's she's a Houston girl. I think I've mentioned
oh, that
right? before.
Okay,
but
right.
yeah, she's a Houston girl.
Okay.
That's cool. Amy Poehler is 46
okay.
from
SNL.
Funny.
Yeah, Parks she is funny.
Yeah. Mark Anthony is 49. Used to
sure.
be with Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Molly Shannon is 53. Also a SNL alum. Richard Marx is 54.
What's he do?
I don't know. It doesn't
okay.
say on here.
Oh, all right. Well, good for
but
him.
But he's famous.
Whoever he is. Yeah.
yeah. Jennifer Tilly's 59. She's been in a bunch of kind of B movies and stuff
okay.
like that.
You know, she is a poker player.
Yes, oh. she is. A
she
skilled one, too.
Won the
apparently.
2005 World Series of Poker in the Ladies No Limit Texas Hold'em event.
Oh, wow.
And she broke in 2008, and by July of 2012, she had earned $600,000 playing poker.
Wow.
So she's, I guess,
cool.
pretty good at that.
Yeah. David Copperfield, the magician.
Oh, yeah.
He's 61 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Mickey Rourke is
61, wow. Yeah. I feel like he's been around forever.
He has.
Mickey Rourke, 65, and Ed Begley Jr. is 68 tomorrow.
Oral Hershiser. Baseball
yeah.
dude, and I guess he's on ESPN now.
Okay.
He's 59 years old tomorrow, and Earl Klug, who's a jazz dude, is 64. Okay, here we go. On Sunday, it is International Country Music Day.
Hey, yeehaw.
I think we got some country show on this weekend maybe for that. It's a little
okay.
apple dumpling day. Apple,
ooh,
if you want to
yum.
Do that. If you can eat the apple on Saturday, then you can do like apple dumpling
oh, there
day
you
on
go.
Sunday. All right. It's National Monte Cristo Day. Go
oh,
have one of those kind of sandwiches
good.
If
do
you want
remember
to.
Do y'all remember Bennigan's?
Yes.
They had the best Monte Cristo.
Bennigan's,
oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like the AT&T store now, right?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yep, yep. Man, I loved Bennigan's growing up.
And we're halfway to St. Patrick's Day if you need that.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
speaking
sure.
of a little
that's
Irish pub.
Sunday. Sure, exactly. All right, and birthdays on Sunday.
Sunday birthdays, director Neil Blomkamp is 38. He's done a lot of kind of sci-fi type stuff like
okay.
District 9 and Chappie. Jimmy Johnson of NASCAR is 42 on Sunday. Dougie Fresh. He's 51.
Yeah.
They call him possibly the world's greatest human beatbox.
All right.
Paula Jones, 51 also. We all remember Paula Jones.
Yeah.
We do.
Kyle Chandler is 52, played Coach Taylor on Friday Night Lights, and is also on Bloodline on Netflix. Director Bryan Singer is 52. He's done some of the X-Men movies and Superman.
He's rich. He's very rich.
Oh, yeah. Rita Rudner, 64.
Okay.
Elvira is 66.
Cassandra Peterson, huh?
That's her real name?
Yeah, that's
They didn't even give it on this thing. That's crazy.
Mistress of Dark.
That's right.
And, Mistress of Dark.
Have you ever seen her? You know
no.
she is. Oh, yeah.
You've never
oh.
seen Elvira?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
She sells beer around Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Bud Light or Miller Lite. Oh,
gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
And Phil Jackson of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Don't you know it? The Zen master.
That's right. Yeah. He's 72.
And you didn't have Fee Waybill?
No, didn't have Fee Waybill.
Okay, from a group called The Tubes. I just like the name.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Richard Marx is a singer.
Okay.
Someone sent me a YouTube link.
That's what I thought. I thought he was some sort of a musician.
I'll have to check it out.
Okay, get a YouTube link so you can go watch Richard Marx. There you are, 626.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So in Hillary Clinton's pathetically desperate, self-serving new memoir, well, the former Secretary of State reveals just how bitter she is towards all the women who didn't vote during the 2016 election. She writes, quote, "An older woman dragged her adult daughter by the arm to come talk to me and ordered her to apologize for not voting. I wanted to stare her right in the eyes and say, how could you not vote? You abdicated your responsibility as a citizen at the worst possible time, and now you want me to make you feel better? You didn't vote for me?" When asked by Anderson Cooper if she forgives the women who regret not voting for her, Hillary replied, "No." So all the yoga and alternate nostril breathing techniques apparently aren't helping Hillary in terms of her anger management.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If there's one thing we can all agree on, it's that life is better when you're the most comfortable that you can be. Now, that's why I made the switch to Tommy John, the best generation of T-shirts and socks and underwear out there. Now, it's crafted from feather-light, luxurious fabrics, so it fits and feels perfectly. And all Tommy John underwear is backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. So you've got nothing to lose. Just use the promo code Hannity when you go to TommyJohn.com. You get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com, promo code Hannity, 20% off. All right, you know, time is money when you run a business, so don't waste valuable time on issues that LegalZoom can help with. Now, LegalZoom.com and their network of independent attorneys, now this was built to provide business owners just like you with the advice you need from day-to-day in the grind of running a business. Now, you'll never be hit with billable hours since LegalZoom.com is not a law firm. So spend your time growing your business. Use LegalZoom.com for the legal stuff. And for special savings, enter the promo code Hannity in the referral box when you check out. That's promo code Hannity when you go to LegalZoom.com.
Well, let's see. My computer seems to have frozen up. Isn't that nice? Well, okay. While I'm waiting on it to do what it's supposed to do, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Continues to kind of be warm. You know, we hit 90 yesterday. That kind of was a shame, but and we're going to continue to do that. It does cool down a little bit, but, you know, by comparison, again, to what we had last week, you know, it's the seasonal-type weather. So as far as the numbers are concerned, about 93 or so for Saturday and Sunday and Monday. We do have a 30% chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday, and then the low, wow, going to be 74 on Monday night. And, of course, part of that has to do with the winds having come around out of the south. Right now we have 94% relative humidity. Winds are out of the southeast at 3, and we have 71 degrees.
Party Time Rentals offers game day tailgate packages perfect for any Aggie's needs. With packages from 10 to 40 of your closest Aggie friends, Party Time Rentals has everything you need to make your tailgate a touchdown. Ask an event consultant about customized tailgate packages for larger groups. Party Time Rentals, helping Aggie fans everywhere celebrate game days for over 40 years. Check out our website at partytimerentals.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Party Time Rentals, rental done right.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Nestle is adding to its rapidly growing coffee business by acquiring a majority share in specialty coffee roaster and retailer Blue Bottle Coffee. The deal will give the Swiss consumer products giant a 68% stake for about $425 million. Though relatively small, the transaction underscores the packaged food company's emphasis on coffee as it pairs back some of its confectionery business. Carlos Ghosn, who heads the alliance of Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi, says the group plans to sell 14 million vehicles annually by 2022. The new target represents a 40% increase for the automaker compared with 2016 sales, with growth expected from China, emerging markets, and electric cars amid stagnant conditions in the U.S. and Europe. Facebook plans to announce the opening of a new artificial intelligence center in Montreal, marking the latest move by a U.S. firm to tap into Canada's expertise in the technology. On Wall Street, futures slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
If only we were born knowing how to retire. Brought to you by TIAA.
What you need is income that keeps coming in.
I don't just want to get to retirement, I want to do retirement.
My target for retirement, income for life.
It's a no-brainer.
I invest right and I can start working my way through that bucket list.
Bermuda shorts and flip-flops all day.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott's team to rebuild Texas after Harvey gathered for an update yesterday. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who is in charge of the recovery effort, says the system's Agriculture Extension Service is getting 30 to 50 requests a day from local and state officials in the disaster counties.
That Extension Service, we have about close to 300 personnel that do nothing but make sure that county judge, that mayor is getting them and those elected representatives get them information. Plus, they all have my cell phone, they all have my private email and things like that.
The governor announced that Land Commissioner George P. Bush will lead all housing-related recovery efforts associated with the hurricane. Abbott also says the state will seek more than $50 billion in federal housing funding. As Texas begins the recovery process after Hurricane Harvey, thousands of displaced pets are being shuffled between shelters looking for new homes. Aggieland Humane's Leah White says they sent some of their dogs out of state to make room for Houston animals.
Love the Aggie Network. We had a former Aggie who's at a shelter in Nebraska reach out to us and say, how can we help? Can we send supplies down, et cetera, et cetera? I said, well, what would be really great is if we can move adoptable pets out.
White says they sent dogs out and received dogs and cats that are now available for adoption.
Their paperwork was all done yesterday, so you'll see there are a lot of new faces on our website right now, and it's going to give them a great opportunity because this Saturday is our Sterling Subaru free adoption event.
White says the event starts at 10 a.m., but she recommends filling out an application ahead of time. You can find it online at aggielandhumane.org. About 10 hours after Bryan police responded to what they discovered was a man shot to death in a parking lot, an arrest warrant was obtained. 4 hours after that announcement, BPD reported the suspect was arrested in College Station. 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III of Bryan is accused of murdering 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr of Bryan. The victim's body was found in the parking lot of the City Trend store off Texas and Post Office Street. Police have not released what they believe to be the motive for the shooting. A Bryan man driving to work early yesterday morning wound up in jail. That follows a crash on Harvey Mitchell Parkway by the Bryan Industrial Park when witnesses told police a car made a left turn in front of a motorcyclist. The motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, a swollen left eye, and abrasions to his face and right leg. The driver of the car, 72-year-old Pedro Ramirez of Bryan, is accused of driving into the industrial park to his job, where, according to the arrest report, his boss told him to turn around and return to the scene of the collision. Ramirez was arrested on charges of failing to stop and render aid at an accident, causing serious bodily injury, and for failing to yield the right of way. A College Station man has been added to the Texas Department of Public Safety's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. There is a cash reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the capture of 35-year-old Herman Henry Fox. He is wanted on charges of human trafficking and compelling prostitution by force and or threat. More information is online at WTAW.com. College Station police arrested two men early yesterday morning on charges of breaking into two vehicles parked on Oney Hervey between the Lincoln Recreation Center and CC Creations. According to a CSPD news release, someone who called 911 provided accurate suspect descriptions and the suspect's direction of travel after leaving the scene. The two who were arrested were identified as 20-year-old Darren Aaron White Jr. of College Station and 19-year-old Brandon Alexander Scanlon of Bryan. CSPD reported stolen property that was located was returned to the owners. It's time for the annual Fiestas Patrias Cultural Celebration Parade. Roy Lopez says he and his father started the Bryan College Station chapter in 1990 as a way to share their Mexican culture with the community.
Now we raise money to give out scholarships for our local children here in the area. We have essay contests. We have all kinds of things that we do with the Fiestas Patrias.
Lopez says this Sunday's parade begins at noon and travels from Sandy Point Road to downtown Bryan.
We'll have a Fighting Texas Aggie band. We'll have Reveille. We'll have some of the schools participating, College Station and Bryan Independent School District. The kids will be marching the Read by Third program.
Lopez says in the past 27 years, they've raised more than $350,000 for the local community. Sunday's event is from noon to 10 p.m. Visit FiestasPatrias.org for more information. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. The number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Always seeking new patients. If you're in the medical or health and wellness field, you're always seeking new patients. Always advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine is a great way for you to reach new patients. Brazos Wellness Magazine is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. Find new patients when you advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. For more information, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
When Elizabeth saw Mary, the babe in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy. Luke 1 and verse 41. The babe in Elizabeth's womb was John, and the babe in Mary's womb was Jesus. You might say that the herald, John, was already announcing the coming of the King, Jesus. At the time that this event took place, John, the babe in Elizabeth's womb, was 6 months old. Jesus, the babe in Mary's womb, was only a few days old. Sadly, some today would have us to believe that the babe in the womb is just a blob of tissue or a clump of cells that fills nothing. Luke, the beloved physician, would argue otherwise. He pictured the babe in Elizabeth's womb as living, active, and capable of feeling great joy. At the BCS Church of Christ, we look to the Bible for the answer to the question of when life begins and for the answers to the rest of life's questions. For more information about what we believe and teach, we invite you to visit our website at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends September 13th. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning, 614, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Your high temperature, low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mainly clear and down between 70 and 75. Looks nice to start the weekend. Lots of sun on Saturday. Temperatures once again a bit over 90. Low to mid 70s and fair Saturday night. But on Sunday, there could be a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, continued mostly to partly sunny, low 90s. This is Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at high school football in and around the Brazos Valley in your high school football report. Meanwhile, the Rangers lost their series with the Mariners while the Astros beat the Angels to inch closer to clinching the AL West. And Mark Leishman leads the BMW Championship by two strokes. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. Prez was on the move yesterday. And he took his phone with him.
Oh, you know it. Yeah. Actually, this morning. He started really early. Let's just go back to an hour ago. He says, with the ridiculous filibuster rule in the Senate, Republicans need 60 votes to pass legislation rather than 51. Can't get votes. End now.
Yes.
All caps. Uh-huh. Another attack in London by a loser terrorist. These are sick and demented people who are in the sights of Scotland Yard. Must be proactive. And then he continues, loser terrorists must be dealt with in a much tougher manner. The internet is their main recruitment tool, which we must cut off and use better. And then about 48 minutes ago, the travel ban in the United States should be far larger, tougher, and more specific. But stupidly, that would not be politically correct.
Play the stupid card.
Yeah. We have made more progress in the last 9 months against ISIS than the Obama administration has made in 8 years.
Yep, that's right.
Must be proactive and nasty.
Yeah, be nasty.
I love it. And then he finally responds to the Jemele Hill stuff with ESPN. He says, ESPN is paying a really big price for its politics and bad programming. People are dumping it in record numbers. He says, apologize for untruth.
Man.
Oh, so maybe not directed at Jemele Hill, but obviously
does not
had something
words.
To say about ESPN.
Does not
yeah.
Mince. Well, and the first one is an important one because he's trying to explain to people the Senate has their arcane rule mm-hmm. that you have to have 60 votes to bring something up for debate. And as a result, they don't do any damn work. Okay? They stand around in posture and go, when's my next cocktail? And as a result, we don't get any work done. So that's good of him to call them out. Speaking of calling out, see, when he gets on the airplane, it's like he gets into his comfort zone. Then, mm-hmm. then he's ready to chat with the media rather than stand behind a podium.
Right. And when you think about it, too, you know, he's so busy. You can, to compose a tweet, even if it only takes a minute.
Right.
You still have to sit down and do it.
Yep.
And so you don't, you know, when you're running around and you're busy. But yeah, when he gets on his plane and he has some downtime, he's all about it.
He is ready to. He yesterday accused former security advisor Susan Rice of targeting his campaign back in 2016. Here he was speaking yesterday, coming back from Florida on Air Force One about Susan Rice.
We're not supposed to be doing that. She's not supposed to be doing that. And what she did was wrong. And we've been saying that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. What she did was wrong. Not supposed to be doing that. You know, the unmasking and the surveillance. I heard she admitted that yesterday. She's not right.
And the president says that Republicans need to get on the same page as the Democrats if we're going to get some tax reform.
Yep.
Here we go. Go, Prez. Oh, that one's not playing.
Go, Prez.
Come
go
on.
Prez.
That's not loading up. Okay. Me and my computer not getting along today.
Well, it's your birthday.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Climate change. We got the Prez on climate change.
We've had storms over the years that have been bigger than this. If you go back into the teens, you'll see storms that were as big or bigger. So we did have two, you know, horrific storms, epic storms.
That's right. And we talked about that. You could talk about global warming all you want, but the deal is, you know, it's happened before.
Yeah, there's evidence to back up the fact that it's happened in the past.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I said climate change, global warming. It should be climate
change.
It's climate
change.
Right? Okay. And, so once again, it appears that North Korea's at it. I turned on the TV yesterday, and I wanted to turn it right back off. Apparently, we've got a president who will say almost anything. So
right.
Does North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude says he is ready to cast America into darkness and ash. That's what he said.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
so, that's a little disturbing.
But let's treat him gingerly.
Exactly. We wouldn't want to do anything. But anyhow, apparently they have once again fired off another missile that they shot over Japan. So that situation continues.
Now, while U.S. authorities say that American interests were not challenged by this latest launch, the Japanese were shaken up. Remember, this missile went over the northernmost island of Japan, Hokkaido, early morning local time. There were loudspeakers, sirens, telling people to go to shelters. Well, this is the second time in about a month this has happened, so they're getting a little bit relaxed about it now. The actions of the Kim Jong-un regime were branded in a statement coming from Secretary of State Tillerson as provocative, as a threat. This was, in fact, the first actual offensive action by North Korea since those tougher UN Security Council resolutions that were voted on back on Monday and since that nuclear test about 2 weeks ago.
Now, did I hear him say the people of Japan are starting to get relaxed about the missiles going over?
Sure sounded like it. And sounded like it was going off right then behind him.
It's not like they're kicking back with a beer going, oh, hey, there goes a missile. That's kind of fun. And the question is, are things getting better in Congress between the Democrats and President Trump? Chucky Schumer, who's the Senate minority leader, in New York, speaking from the floor of the Senate, there was an open microphone on C-SPAN, and he said, quote, he likes us. Well, he likes me anyway. Is this like junior high in the playground?
Exactly.
He likes me, guys.
Schumer continued. He said, here's what I told him. I said, Mr. President, you're much better off if you can sometimes step right and sometimes step left. If you have to, giving him dancing?
What? Yeah, it sounds like the cha-cha slide.
Right. If
the hokey-pokey?
Yeah, if Mr. President, would you like to do the hokey-pokey?
Let me tell you what it's all about.
If you have to step in just one direction, you're boxed. He gets that. Oh, it's going to work out. And it'll make us more productive, too.
Boxed? No, if you're just going in one direction, going forward,
that's right.
Chucky.
So there you go. Anyhow, the Chuckster says that the president likes him, even if he doesn't like the rest of those Democrats. And again, but what your tweet said was exactly right. They've got to get off this 60-vote thing. And
right.
until they do that, then we're going to continue to have nothing done in Congress. And after all, that's just the way the senators like it.
Yeah.
648.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 16th, it's grass burr control. Whether in the hayfield or in the lawn, grass burrs can be controlled before they germinate or after they've come up. In either case, timing is critical. Learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's something especially joyous about a bed filled with blooming flower bulbs in late February or early March when temperatures are still cold and before your other spring flowering shrubs and annuals have really kicked to their peak bloom. It just isn't Texas in the springtime if you don't have bulbs to enjoy. But you have to plan those plantings now. I'll be back with details after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Bulbs need good drainage. You want to choose a location where water won't stand after prolonged rainy spells. Then work the soil to encourage additional drainage. The old theory is you can always add water, but it's a lot harder to subtract it. Planting beds that are raised by several inches above the surrounding grade generally work best. You can use a glyphosate spray. Now, that's a glyphosate-only herbicide. Your nurseryman know what you're asking about. You need to use that as your spray to kill existing vegetation, especially turf grass. Give it 10 or 12 days to do its job, then you can go to work. Some folks like to mix bone meal with their soil prior to planting. That's never been high on my agenda, but I guess if you want to do it, you can do it. It won't make a big difference. You need to decide initially just what look you're trying to achieve. There's something especially cheerful about a clump of nodding little jonquils blooming with the first hints of warmth in mid-February. You can get a lot of charm for your dollars by investing in those little beauties. The secret with daffodils is to buy early flowering and smaller flowering varieties. Most of the big hybrid types will bloom later and they don't rebloom year after year. You get 1 year of good bloom. With the smaller and earlier types, you have much greater chance of their returning. You want to buy quality bulbs. You'll see some bargain-priced collections in home centers and national chains. Chances are very good that you'd be getting inferior bulbs of lesser varieties. You need to buy from a local independent retail garden center in most cases. You may run into the phrase double-nosed in descriptions of specific bulbs, especially daffodils, and that means you're getting two distinct bulbs. So you can expect two different flower stalks as the two plants establish and start to develop. It's a little more for your money, and it's generally a good sign of quality. A few nurseries now offer their bulbs pre-chilled, and that's really important with tulips. They need an artificial winter if they're going to bloom properly in most of Texas. Plant the bulbs 2 to 3 times as deep as they are tall, and then water them in well. You can interplant with pansies if you'd like. Oh, and one other tip on bulb planting. Don't space them in long straight rows. Cluster them in natural groupings and put them together, close together, almost touching one another. That'll give you the best bulb display. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports at 6:54. Well, it's Friday, so with a look at your high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, it's week 3 of high school football in the Brazos Valley. Adam Consolidated visits Austin High on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bryan entertains Magnolia West on Sports Radio 1150, and College Station welcomes St. Pius X to town on the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, Buffalo pays a visit to Grapeland on Willie 103.5. Kickoff times for all of those games at 7:30. Elsewhere, Navasota holds its home opener against Waller on Willie 97.7, and St. Joe's heads to the Village School on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Kickoff times for both of those games at 7 o'clock. Rutter, Allen Academy, and Brazos Christian all have byes. Remember to follow all of your favorite teams anytime and over to BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Meanwhile, the Aggie football team is gearing up to take on Louisiana Lafayette tomorrow at Kyle Field. Coach Kevin Sumlin says he's familiar with Ragin' Cajun's head man Mark Hudspeth and expects the unexpected.
I've known him for a long time. He's a guy that I used to visit with a lot, just about offense and defense philosophy. He's a really aggressive coach for our team. It'll be, everybody's going to get their hair up on the back of their neck because he's not going to come in here and slow play anything.
Kickoff between the Aggies and Ragin' Cajuns is tomorrow at 11 a.m., and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number 22 A&M soccer team travels to Alabama to open up SEC play today at Auburn. The Maroon and White toppled number 19 Kansas 5-1 Sunday, the most goals for Texas A&M in a game since November 2014. Tonight's match is set for 6:30 p.m., and you can hear that one on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Dubinsky finishes the game with back-to-back strikeouts, and the Astros end up winning this series, taking 2 out of 3.
Brad Peacock pitched 6 innings, a 3-hit ball, and the Houston Astros lowered their magic number for clinching the AL West to 3 with a 5-2 victory over the second-place Los Angeles Angels. The Astros return to Minute Maid tonight for a new 3-game series with the Mariners. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
Kastner from the set to the plate. Alonzo is swinging a line drive down the right field line. Big trouble. Bouncing all the way to the corner. Cano is home. Cruz is home. Seager's being waved around. Here's the throw by Odor. He drops the ball as he goes to throw.
Nelson Cruz went 4-for-4 with a home run, and Kyle Seager hit a 2-run homer as the Seattle Mariners defeated the Texas Rangers 10-4. The Mariners remain 3.5 games behind Minnesota for the second AL wild card. The Rangers hope to bounce back as they travel to Anaheim to start a 3-game series with the Angels. First pitch for that one's at 9:07 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere, the Cleveland Indians have run their American League record winning streak to 22 games with a 3-2 comeback win over Kansas City. In the NFL, for the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson is 1-0 as a starting quarterback. Watson had a 49-yard touchdown run and accounted for 192 total yards for the Texans as they earned a 13-9 win at Cincinnati. J.J. Watt was asked if he thinks Deshaun is finally the guy at QB.
I hope so. I've been through 9 of them in the last
That's what I'm saying. You've been through that's the question.
I call that a nasty nine.
Right. Yeah. You get the double digits, it's like, let's go home.
Right. The Texans next face the Pats on Sunday the 24th at noon in New England with broadcast on the Zone as well. And out on the links, Mark Leishman had 10 birdies in his opening round of 9-under-62 to grab a 2-stroke lead in the BMW Championship. Jason Day was 6-under for his last 11 holes to close out a 7-under-64. Jamie Lovemark and Charlie Hoffman also opened at 64. Jordan Spieth had a bogey-free 65, and Phil Mickelson shot 66. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is here. Dry, hot weather, dust in the air, and dirt on your shoes. This makes for a dirty house and allergy flare-ups. Sneezing, coughing, not getting a restful night's sleep, watering eyes, misery. You might not know that your vacuum is not working properly, then this will continue to contribute to your misery. Bring your vacuum into Sovac City and let us give it a tune-up and make sure it's working its best. Sovac City, we'll help you make that vacuum like new again. Sovac City between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
So Shaquille O'Neal is going to be on Oprah's Masterclass this Saturday. Tells the story about how he got his name.
My mother is my best friend. My mother had me when she was very young. Her mother was so religious that when she had me out of wedlock, the family kind of turned the cold shoulder. So we were we were alone for a while, you know, just going from place to place, living with Aunt Velma, Uncle Roy, Aunt Vivi, Aunt Ruby. So one day I finally asked my mother, I said, you know, we have Brian's and Kenny's and Mike's and Greg's in our family. Why'd you name me Shaquille? And she said, I wanted to name you something that meant something. My name is Shaquille Rashawn O'Neal. Shaquille is a Islamic name. It means little. Rashawn means warrior. She said, you're my little warrior. I fought with you. I fought for you.
So there you go.
He's anything but little.
Little didn't work out.
But
warrior,
that's really cool.
Yeah, that is. That's kind of a cool story. So there you go.
Unless you're Mike.
Yeah. 92 for a high, 71 now, WTAW College.